This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Supreme Court has made two highly anticipated rulings in cases regarding President Donald Trump's bid to keep his financial records under wraps. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The High Court has upheld a demand from Manhattan's district attorney for the president's tax returns as part of a grand jury probe, rejecting administration arguments that the president's immune from investigation while in office. But in a separate ruling, it says Congress cannot, at least for now, get the president's financial records, sending both cases back to lower courts. The outcomes give the president at least a short-term win, since it's now unlikely any of the financial records will become public soon. The court ruled 7-2 in both cases, with Trump appointees Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh joining the majority in each. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that a large portion of the state of Oklahoma remains an Indian reservation. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
It means prosecutors in an area that includes Tulsa, Oklahoma, don't have the authority to pursue criminal cases against American Indian defendants. Thousands of convictions are now in doubt. State and federal authorities say this could throw Oklahoma into chaos. A former member of a tribal Supreme Court says that statement is overblown. Justice Neil Gorsuch wrote, "With the passage of time, Oklahoma and its tribes have proven they can work successfully together as partners. This case involves an appeal by an American Indian who claims state courts had no authority to try him for a crime committed on reservation land." Ed Donahue, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization said Thursday it was setting up an independent panel to review its handling of the COVID-19 pandemic and the response by governments. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says that the pandemic is a time for self-reflection and to look at what went right and what went wrong.
This is a time for self-reflection, to look at the world we live in and to find ways to strengthen our collaboration as we work together to save lives and bring this pandemic under control.
The announcement follows strong criticism by U.S. President Donald Trump, who accused the WHO of being China-centric, and the U.S. notification on Tuesday that it was withdrawing from the UN agency in a year's time. One of South Korea's most prominent elected officials, Park Won-soon, the longtime mayor of Seoul, was found dead by police on Friday after he was reported missing by his daughter amid a criminal probe of alleged impropriety. Reuters' Freddie Joyner has more.
The Seoul Metropolitan Police Agency said the mayor's body was found at Mount Bugak in northern Seoul around midnight, near where his phone signal had last been detected. The agency did not give a cause of death. A police official told reporters at a television briefing at the scene there was no sign of foul play, although a detailed investigation would be needed. As mayor of the city of nearly 10 million people, Park was one of South Korea's most influential politicians and played a high-profile role in its response to the coronavirus pandemic. He was seen as a potential presidential hopeful for the liberals in the 2022 presidential elections.
That's Reuters' Freddie Joyner. China's new national security law in Hong Kong has left Australia to resort to some tough measures of its own. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Some Hong Kong residents, now unhappy with the new restrictions in their hometown, can stay with an extended visa in Australia. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison also made a major announcement about Australia's extradition treaty with China.
Australia today has taken steps to suspend our extradition agreement.
The PM announced a range of visas that will be extended from 2 to 5 years and offers a pathway to permanent residency visas. Critics view the new security legislation in Hong Kong as a further deterioration of freedoms in response to last year's massive protests calling for greater democracy and more police accountability. I'm Karen Chamas.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our